Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Reducing methane emissions from intensive farming and remote weighing of livestock are in the pipeline of projects for an Australian startup. DIT Technology is seeking crowdfunding to continue with its expansions. To find out a little bit more, I caught up with Chief Executive and Founder Mark Peart.
Yeah, so we're really excited, Eddie. We've, as of 11 o'clock yesterday on Tuesday, we opened our second equity crowdfund or crowdsource funding to the Australian public, an opportunity for everyday Australians to invest in fast-moving businesses and companies like DIT who are really doing some great work in agriculture to shore up food security.
Tell me a little bit more about the where the investment goes.
Yeah, so the opportunity for investors, they actually invest in the business as an ordinary shareholder and they're part of our growth. And the funds that we're raising this time will go towards employing more talent in DIT. We're looking to employ up to another 20 people in the next 12 months. So the funds will be used to employ more people in the business, salespeople, people in our R&D and our tech facility, as well as funds to help our R&D team to solve some more complex problems in agriculture and in time to assist us with our growth into overseas markets.
Tell me a little bit more about some of the projects the R&D team are working on at the moment.
So there's quite a number of projects that DIT has a real interest in. We're really interested in finding ways that we could use our technology to potentially reduce methane reduction on the planet, especially in intensive farming. So we are looking at ways that we can use our priority dosing technology to assist that. Some of the other projects we're looking at is walkover weighing, where we can remotely weigh livestock and collect all that data, as well as GPS ear tags, and something that I'm really passionate about, which is virtual fencing. My background was as a helicopter mustering pilot, and that's a really big expense for properties in northern Australia, and I see a real opportunity to for virtual fencing to completely disrupt that part of the northern pastoral industry.
And for those who aren't aware, some of the innovative products you've got on the market, opened a factory in recent weeks. Can you talk us through about some of those products that are really changing the way farmers operate?
Yeah, Eddie, we've taken a bit of a different tack in some of the products that we're developing. I think what's really important in ag tech, different to in the previous tech disruptions, is you really need to find the problems and bring solutions to farmers. So the one of the problems that we saw early on in the livestock industry is the way we supplement our livestock. It's really important to supplement livestock because of our dry climate, and also with global warming and all these other issues that we're facing, it's going to become harder. So our most important product is our dosing equipment, where we measure water flow. We work out how much the animals are drinking, and then we proportionally dose liquid supplements into the water. It's a really great opportunity for DIT, and even, you know, for some of the investors who may want to come and invest us, because we've built this revenue stream where we don't just sell the tech, we also sell all the supplements that are then sold to the livestock, very much like a soft drink vending machine that you see on a corner in a corner store.
That's DIT Technology, Mark Peart speaking there. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Wednesday. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.